It's time once again for the Passion to Succeed podcast, where we explore the traits, mindsets, and attitudes of passionate and successful individuals. This show is for anyone who wants to make a difference, make more money, learn from the greatest minds, and discover how to be more successful in all you do and doing it with a pure passion to succeed. Here's your host, serial entrepreneur, successful author, and the world's most passionate master coach, Craig White.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 95 of the Passion to Succeed podcast show. Super excited to introduce you to a really good friend of mine. I've actually known this lady now for just over a year, and she is a really, truly network marketing legend. So much passion, so much energy, so much wisdom and knowledge, but like everyone, stumbled into the business. You've got to check out this podcast show. You're going to absolutely love it. So here we go and enjoy today's show.
Hey, hey, hey. Hope everyone's having a sensational day. It's really bright here. I'm unable to see the screen, but I wanted to come on live. And I've got a really good friend of mine I've known for just over a year. It's amazing, you know, how you build quality relationships through spending time together, getting to know together, and just having the same energy, the same vibe. You know, the same mission, the same vision to make a huge impact in the world. And I'm actually out in Spain right now. Beautiful views. Do you know, we've not been here for 7 months. I'm trying to hide behind a tree so I can actually see what's going on the screen. But a friend of mine, Charlie, should be joining very, very soon. And I wanted to bring you another success story and a little bit of information. Look, most of you that follow me on social media follow me through the fact that we're either connected as we've been friends most of my life, or family, or we're connected through entrepreneurialism, we're connected through network marketing, social selling. And I have this obligation and this mission to have a positive impact on the world, you know, bring some energy, bring the belief. Oh, hang on, I think maybe she is here. Here she is. So I have this vision and mission in life, to really impact people and show people that there's a better way. There's an opportunity to dream big, work hard, and live out your dream life. Here she is.
Hey,
Charlie, how are you?
I'm good. Look at you with the blue skies and the sun and the shades, and I'm sat here in my house in Ireland.
Mate, I'm trying to hide behind a tree. Like, it's proper beautiful down here today.
Where are you?
But it's like, it's really windy. So we're in, there's a little bar here called the Kite Bar, and it's called the Kite Bar because everyone comes here to go kite surfing. So we're in a little place called San Javier in Murcia in Spain.
Oh, I love it.
But you know Spain, you lived here for a couple of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did. Beautiful place.
Oh, mate, love it. Hey, I'm really glad that you've joined us this afternoon even. Like, I don't know, is it windy? Can you hear all the wind, or am I hiding the phone well enough?
I can hear the wind, but you're all right.
Good time. So I was just letting everyone know that I have this kind of vision and desire to really show people there's a better way. And I was just talking about like the friendship that we've created over the last year. Because we've only really been in each other's lives now since March 2022, right?
Really, like a year. Like 1 year. It's crazy though, isn't it? I feel like I've known you forever.
I know, mate. No, it's just like kindred souls with like a shared vision and a shared mission. But I was just sharing like with people, like, I would really love to bring like success stories. And I think like the impact that you bring into the world of social media, into other people's lives, I really wanted to talk about like your story and how you got into social selling and network marketing. And I know we've got a really exciting event coming up soon that is just going to change the game and raise people's beliefs, raise their skill sets. And I'm super excited that you are a keynote speaker because you, Mrs. Melly, bring the fire to the network marketing industry. That is for sure. So, look, I know obviously me and you will talk forever. I'm going to have a little walk and try and hold away from the wind. But how did you, like, I know your story, but for people that have never, like, you know, maybe connected with you or seen this live, whether it's on my profile, your profile, or other people's profiles that have shared, how did you get into network marketing and social selling? Like, because you kind of, like most people, you stumbled into the industry, right?
Yeah, I totally stumbled into it. In fact, I was one of those people that you would never imagine would be good at network marketing. I was 25 years old. I had 3 kids under the age of 4. My life was chaos. I was quite opinionated and a little bit negative. In fact, it was funny. The first person who recruited me came onto one of my lives the other day, and she was like, "Yeah, you were so negative." She was like, she messaged me after, and she was like, "Did I mean to insult you there? Like, I'm sorry if I did." And I'm like, no, don't worry. I know I was. I was like really gobby and always had an opinion on something. And when she actually, it was a friend of mine that I'd worked for previously. So I worked in her restaurant for a year when I lived in England. And then I'd gone on, had my babies and things. And she's seen me struggling. She's seen me need money. She saw me with the kids. She knew that I wanted to work, but I couldn't go out to work because I couldn't afford to put 3 kids into childcare. And it was just a whole mess. And I was kind of being trapped into this life where we had to claim benefits, and we had a council house, which I'm very, very grateful for. I'm not slating council houses. I actually love that little house. Like, it's my favorite house ever. But we were kind of just put into this box, and it was like, you know, you're a young family, you're a young mom. Like, this is the box you've got to go in. This is the route you've got to go down. And I remember I used to try and work, and then I just get the money knocked off my benefits. And at the end of it, I was like, I'm no better off for even trying to work. And I was just in this complete pickle of a situation. Anyway, my friend messages me one day, and she's like, "Charlie, I've got this like opportunity, and you can just sell the products and you can make money. This company's going to pay you when you sell the products." And my response was like, "Sounds like a scam. That sounds like an absolute scam. Who is going to pay me to sell their products? No, you can stop it. You're just stupid. Like, you fall for that. Like, you are stupid. Like, who would fall for that?" And that was literally like my response. To the point that, to make a point to me, to prove that she wasn't trying to scam me, right? She actually went and registered me. Like, I didn't do it. She went and back then it was all on paperwork. Like, it wasn't even all online. You had to fill in forms and post them off, right? So she goes and she filled in the form. She forged my signature and sent it off, right, to this company. And I was like, okay, then whatever. She set up a Facebook profile for me because she knew I was never going to do it on my profile, right? So she set up this profile that I use to this day that I've built my network on. My friend set it up. Scroll back to my first profile picture. She put that photo on, right? So she started then. She had this profile and it was like Charlie Pierce it was back then. I wasn't married yet. And so she went through and she was like adding all my friends and adding friends of friends and everything, started putting posts on, and people thought it was me. And the next thing, I started to get sales. And she was like, "There you go. That's how you do it." And I was like, my jaw was on the floor. I'd never known anyone be able to get money through social media, because back in 2011, 2012, it wasn't the done thing. Nowadays, like, there's a lot of companies, a lot of people making money, but back then, like, it was not the done thing. Like, people didn't make money off Facebook. And yet here I am, earning 20% commission on everything that I sold. To me, it was just a no-brainer. So as soon as I saw that with my eyes, and as soon as I saw that actually I was one of these, I was like, yeah, I've got the sales, but I bet they don't pay me. I was one of these, like, everything. And then they paid me, and I was like, okay then, the money's in my account. This has got to be too good to be true, like, and I was like trying to pick it apart. But anyway, I threw myself into that, and I got really good at sales, but I just wasn't very good at recruitment. I was awful at it. Like, I was not a recruiter. I was a seller. I was good at sales. I could do the sales side of things. And then that led me on to, do you know what happened, right? So I actually ended up leaving this company. And I'll tell you why, because it's quite a lesson to anyone looking on who may have a team or maybe wanting to build, or maybe they're in this position at the moment, okay? I didn't do any personal development. I didn't know what network marketing was. I didn't know that it had a name. I didn't know it was called network marketing. I was like, I had to sell stuff, like, and get paid for it. Like, I didn't do personal development. If someone had given me a book to read, I would have thrown it back at them. I'd have been like, a book isn't going to teach me how to do things. Like, I was so, like, set in my ways at 25-year-old. It was unreal. And what happened was, back in them days, like, things didn't get shipped direct to the customer, and everything came through my house, and then I had to distribute it. And I had 3 little kids that were very, very young, and I was pouring all my time into this business to make money. And it was like taking all my time and energy, because I was just selling, I wasn't recruiting. So to get money, I had to sell a lot of product. And selling a lot of product is like time consuming, right? And then getting all the products and distributing them to people and everything. And I remember one day, it was a lovely summer's day, and I was like sorting out my orders, and I was dead stressed. I was always like a very stressed person when the kids are little. Like I couldn't cope with like lots of things going on at once. And I remember looking up one day, and I looked over onto the sofa, and my two youngest were sat on the sofa, and they were just flicking through the iPad. And to this day, like it breaks my heart, because I looked over at them, and I just had this like, you know, this mum guilt, like, I guess you might get dad guilt every now and again. Like, and I remember just standing there and like looking at these kids, like flicking through the iPad. And I just felt sick to my stomach that I'm here and I'm making money and like I'm working and working's amazing. But yeah, my kids were sat on the sofa on a beautiful summer's day. And so I just quit my business. I just quit it. And the reason I'm saying this is not so that if you get overwhelmed, you quit your business, but for people to understand that, you know, you might be bringing people into your team, and if people are working and they're getting stressed and they're not finding that balance of their work and their family life, and they're, all they're thinking about is work, and you're pushing them to work, that's when you can push people to quit. And it's not, and I have to say, it wasn't that my upline was pushing me, it was me. I was my own worst enemy. I didn't take time to learn the systems. I didn't take time to read the books. I didn't take time to learn about the industry. I didn't take time to figure out how I could get that nice, I know it's impossible to get that perfect balance, but to get some kind of balance where I could be a good mom and work my business at the same time. And so the only other option for me right then was to quit. But that then led me on to where I came, and I actually started learning and developing in the industry. Okay, so imagine me then, I was used to earning a little bit of money, had these three kids, had my husband, he was out working, but even with him working, we didn't earn enough to keep us afloat as a family. And so it was in the summer, and I took the kids down to the beach, right? Because we were like a 5-minute walk from the beach, and the beach is free, and they can run and run and run, and they love it. It's like their best day ever, and I didn't have to pay for it. So I used to take them to the beach all the time. We take a bucket, and they collect the shells, and off they go. And on the way back from the beach one day, we stopped at this, well, we didn't stop, we had to walk past an ice cream shop to get off the beach and up home. And I remember the boys stopping, they got dead excited because they could see all these little kids with these big ice creams, right? And they're talking about, mommy, can we get an ice cream? And like this always, like to this day, this was like 10 years ago or something, like 9 years ago this happened. To this day, it still upsets me, right? Because it was so fucking real, it was so raw. And I remember standing there and being like, I literally can remember opening my purse and having like a fiver in it. And if anyone's been to the Isle of Man, you can't get 3 ice creams for a fiver. Like, it's not going to happen. Even back then, 10 years ago, like it was hard push getting 3 ice creams for a fiver. Plus, I needed to get bread, milk, all the extras, some stuffing for dinner. And I remember standing there, and I was literally like, I hadn't got a penny in the bank. I was well overdrawn, you know. We had absolutely nothing until Christmas paid. And I remember looking at them being like, why, I'm in control of my life. I'm in control of my situation. Like, why am I in this position right now where I can't buy my kids a freaking ice cream? And like, just the whole thing of like, I get it. Like, sometimes I can tell my kids, no, you're not having an ice cream. You've had too much and it's no bother, like whatever. But it was the fact that that choice was taken away from me. I wanted to buy them ice cream. I wanted them to have a freaking poxy ice cream, and I couldn't give it to them. And so that moment in time, like, you know, when you like stand still and everything's like slow motion and you're like breathing and you get upset, but you're like trying to calm yourself down. And you're like, no, something's got to change here. It was like that. And the whole way home, I was walking home and I was like, I need to find something. I need to do something. And I'd actually seen that this company was launching. It was a big online company. And they didn't have to take in orders yourself to distribute, which was my issue. I was doing, you know, might have done like $8,000 a month in sales, but that $8,000 a month of sales had to come to my door, had to come in my house, and I had to distribute. Like, it was like a freaking warehouse. Any of my customers, if any of my customers are watching this from back then, they used to be like, Charlie, how do you live like this? My house is like a warehouse. So to me, I was like, right, okay, this can work. But this time I'm doing it right. This time I'm going to get freaking good. Like, this time I'm going to learn. And I was really, really lucky that this company had such a big American presence. And in America, they're always ahead of the game, right?
Yeah.
They're always like ahead of the game with like your personal development and your coaches and teaching you things. And I remember them saying, like, you have to read this book. This book was Jordan Adler's Beach Money.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. I was like, okay, first book, gonna read it. And I remember reading it on a plane. It's like a really quick book as well, but I remember reading it on the plane, and it was the first personal development book I'd ever read in my life. Wow. And I read it, and I was just like, where have I been? Like, what have I been doing? And from that minute on, everything just started to change. I stopped messing around with my business. Yeah, I was good at sales before, but I was just coasting along. I was just going along with it because it made me money.
Yep.
I had no, you know, I had no fire. I had no guts in the game. I didn't have anything like within me that really wanted to make it work. But this time I did, because this time I wanted to buy my kids ice creams. I wanted the ice creams for the kids. Like, that's all I wanted, was to be able to just, my dream was to go into Tesco's and not have to check my bank account. Like, do you know? And I always find that's really, really strange. Like, every time I walk around a supermarket now, I think I don't have to check my bank account. And I get like a little bit happy from it, because that was a big thing for me. Go around and have to like calculate how much you're spending in case you went over. And being able to pay like your car insurance in one go rather than paying it monthly. Direct debits and me do not go down well. Like, I'm one of these people, I forget about them. I forget about everything. And so I can't do direct debits going out each month, because I'll just forget. And then
we are so similar. I literally just got to Spain yesterday, and I've got all these letters of like debits that I've missed, and I'm like, oh, I've got to,
that's it. To Spain. And so it's like, I just want to be able to pay things in one go.
Yeah.
And that to me was like what made the, like, a massive, massive difference. So from then on, I started to take my business seriously, Craig. Like, I just had a whole different mindset. I knew that if I wanted to be good at it, if I wanted to build a team, if I wanted to get good at team building, like, I had to learn. I had to follow the systems. I had to take in everything people were telling me, and I had to change the person. And so I did that because I was desperate to change our lives. And in that first year, I built such an insane business. In the next 5 years, we were doing like $1 million a month. We had over 40,000 people on the team. Like, it was huge. Like, this was a huge freaking empire I had. And yet I was still like just trying to learn everything as I was going along. And that's another lesson, everybody. Like, you don't have to know everything. You can learn along the way. Like, don't think you have to know everything to be a leader and to be successful. You don't. You just have to be learning along the way. Like,
I think you're listening to, I mean, obviously I've heard, like, we've discussed this in the past, but like, listening to you now, like, obviously that trigger point, I think everyone has to have some kind of trigger that gets them to the point where they just stop settling for less than they deserve. They, like, obviously that ice cream that's developed that emotional drive. And I know now that, like, your biggest driving force is to show your boys the world.
100%, like, you
travel the world.
And that's it. So everything changes, right? So over like that was years and years and years ago. And very recently, obviously, I've partnered with Oriflame and we're working together and it's amazing. But when I started again last year, it's funny because I was back at that point where my back was against the wall. And I always find that you sometimes have to hit that point where you have no other option but to just take it and run with it. Like, that, maybe it's just me that works like that. I don't know. But I sometimes find that when my back's against the wall, when I have no other option, like, that's when the freaking magic happens. Yeah. So if anyone's watching and you're like, you know what? Everything's just so crap at the moment. Like, I'm desperate for money. I need this and I need that. You are in the prime position to get shit done. You are like in the perfect position to make the magic happen, because right now you have that urgency, you have that desire, you have that thing where you like, you need it, like, you want it, like, nothing's going to stop you. And that is that's perfect, like, to be in that situation. You want that. You want that unshakable drive where it's like go big or go home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm coming for it. And so I actually found myself back in that position last year, and I'm not going to go into that, but you know, I was in that position where I needed to make some money quick, and I've got a whole family that depends on me. I've got a house to pay for and an oil tank to fill. And so even in the last year alone, I've had a whole nother kind of drive to push me forward. So this happens a lot in our business. And now, so after a year of, you know, I need to make sure that I'm comfortable. I need to make sure that I've got my oil tank filled at all times. Like, we can't be going cold. We live in the furthest northern point of Ireland. Like, you can't live without heat in here. It was time to go again. But now my biggest driving force, right? My biggest thing now, and it's what literally fills me with energy and passion and drive, is that I can visualize it, Craig. I've spoken to you before about it. It's where I'm literally there. There's me, Chris, and then there's the three boys, and we're getting on a plane to some like really, really hot destination, like somewhere really, really cool. And we get to go business class and we sit down, the boys are all excited. And I'm like, then we get there and we're sat next to a pool and I've got my coconut cocktail in a coconut, right? I've got a cocktail, I've got a pina colada in a coconut. Is that what they put pina coladas in?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sat next to the pool, right? And there's Craig and Luba and his girls there. And there's me, Chris and my boys. And then some other of our leaders are with us. And we're all sat there. And the teenagers are hanging out like the teenagers do with their freaking TikTok and Snapchat, like whatever they do. And then we've got the young ones are playing in the pool and we're all just chilling there like, this is the freaking life.
Yeah, this is the life.
We're flown around the world for free with our kids. And like, look at us now. Like, that to me is like the driving force. And someone said to me, they're like, but Charlie, you could pay for all that. Because you'd be making loads of money by that. Like, you could just buy that. Like, you could pay for it. I'm like, I know, but how much sweeter is it when it's paid for?
I could listen to you all day, and I'm sure everyone else can, and we will continue. But, like, when I'm listening, like, obviously the trigger points that I mentioned, like, obviously if you go back, that trigger point to act started with the ice cream. And then last year was the trigger point to, you know, fill up your oil tank. And then I remember, like, doing a live with you when we were in Dubai. And I remember you messaging me like, Craig, like, I'm serious now. Like, this business, like, I'm ready. And obviously, you absolutely crushed it at the back end of last year. And I'm not going to walk there because it's really windy. And obviously, your business is continuing to grow. But, like, what would you say? Like, obviously, everyone needs that emotional point where they're just like, enough is enough, or they've got that drive. And, you know, our vision, like yourself and me, you know, like, we've got a huge vision and a mission to, like, impact the world, make a difference. And, you know, experience these adventures. I know we talk about it a lot and I'm super excited for it like you. I can see it, I can feel it. But for people that are like watching, aside from the trigger point, like what would you say? And I think you've covered some of it, like personal development and the hunger, but what would you say are the three kind of, or a couple of things that people can like start today to really make a shift and start elevating and accelerate the success of their network marketing business?
Okay, number one is to have a goal that means something to you. I don't mean you want to buy your husband a car. That doesn't mean anything to you, let's be honest. Like, it doesn't. Like, sorry, guys, but it doesn't. Like, find a goal that means something to you and that hits you raw. And then next would be, like, I cannot even begin to tell you how much it helps feeding your brain with, like, I hate the word personal development. I mean, like, you can listen to podcasts. You can listen to Gary Vee. Like, he's not even in network marketing, but, like, his advice is, like, spot on for, like, mindset. And just work on feeding your brain and your mind with all these things that's good for you. Instead of watching, like, Netflix killer documentaries, which is just going to drag you down and make you feel negative and anxious, like, whatever. Like, fill your brain with, like, the MLM Nation podcast. Like, there's so many things you can just listen to all the time, which is actually going to help you grow rather than help you not grow. So that would be the second thing. And then the third thing, which I think is like something that I'm also very, very passionate about, is have an absolute certainty in what you're doing. Like, be so certain with the company, with the team, with the products, with everything. You need to have 100% certainty in the game. Now, I don't mean belief. Belief is flaky, okay? We believed in Santa until we were 8 years old. Like, belief is flaky. Anyone can believe something. It's like, well, I believe in it. Well, high five, you believe in it. Okay? No, we don't want belief. We want you to be like, I'm freaking certain. Because when you are certain, when you are 100%, that is like completely like unshakable certainty. And when you have unshakable certainty about yourself, your team, your products, your company, everything else, when you're 100% certain, nothing will get in your way. Like, absolutely nothing anyone says, anyone does, anything that happens, nothing will get in your way. And that's powerful.
So oh, mate, I love
things.
Legend. And hey, look, you know, we've got this event coming up on Saturday, the
the 13th and 14th of May, and I know you are one of our keynote speakers, and I just want to share this because, like, anyone watching, like, for me, like, Charlie's one of the most amazing ladies I've met in my life, not just as a person, but as a leader. Like, by far, she's one of the most inspiring, generous, but also hungry leaders that wants to impact the world. And, like, she's going to be doing a keynote speech on the day. It's going to be live streamed into a community group, which you have access to. Like you don't want to miss out on this lady's fire, but also her knowledge and her experience and her way of putting things across that not makes you believe, but gives you that confidence, maybe that courage and that certainty to make the change and actually go out there and build the life that you deserve. So, I mean, I'm excited about this event. I'm talking about it all the time. What's your vibe on this event, Charlie? How are you feeling?
Really excited for it, right? For multiple reasons, okay? So you get a couple of events here and there through the network marketing thing, but actually, how many do we get that are like, first of all, like UK-based and tailored? Sometimes you can feel a bit disconnected when it's like too American and things. Like, you can feel a little bit disconnected. Ways they do things can be a little bit different. This is going to be, I say UK-based, but there is going to have some really cool keynote speakers from the States in there too, which are going to blow it up because we need their energy, we need their passion, we need everything that they give, okay? But what I really love is that, number one, it's like, it's for us, guys. It's for every single one of you watching this right now. It's for our teams. It's for, like, anybody within network marketing, okay? And secondly, like, the people presenting, you need to hear them. I've seen trainings that some of these people have done, and they have blown my socks off. There is going to be so much value in this, so much value for such a small donation. And it's also for a good cause as well, which I really like as well.
Oh, winning. Hey, well, look, darling, I know you're super busy and I'm stood here in the sun and I'm starting to literally sweat a little bit. I know that's not pretty. But so I'm going to...
You carry on sweating in the sun, Craig. It's fine.
Darling, I really loved you joining me today and I'm really grateful for your time. Look, thanks for your fire, thanks for your energy and your friendship, and I'm looking forward to many adventures and this event. So look, have an amazing day, go do what you do and do it the way you do it, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we would appreciate it if you would like, most people share through social media, then subscribe, rate and provide a review over at iTunes and SoundCloud. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. The Passion to Succeed show is brought to you by passiontosucceed.com. Get over to the website, subscribe, and join the community of passionate people.